Such scorching heat. Why was I chosen for today's patrol? I packed extra water, but it's still a lot to deal with. Hopefully, the chieftain picks someone else next time. It matters not. Let's get this over with so I can return to camp. I think I'll start with the nearby valley. Everything looks clear so far. Perhaps I should check the cliffside next. Wow. What a view. No matter how often I come here, it's just as beautiful each time. Alright, enough sightseeing. I have to stay focused. What about the sand dunes? I haven't looked there yet. These dunes go on for miles. I still remember the day we marched through them to find a new home. Such a tedious journey. In any case, there's nothing here either. Let's move on to... Wait. Those vultures. They're circling something. I mean, it's probably just an unlucky animal, but... I suppose a quick look couldn't hurt. This is no animal at all. It's a human. A male by the looks of it. Hey, are you alright? No response. Is he dead? Hey, wake up, you. Come on. He stirs. Well, thank the heavens. You must be really dehydrated. Here, drink some of my water. There we go. Breathe easy now. Everything's going to be okay. Huh? What's with the odd look on your face? Have you never seen an elf before? Oh. You've never seen an elf like me before. Silly human. Not all of us dwell in forests or ancient cities, you know. Some elven tribes are more nomadic and prefer the mountains or deserts. The terrain is harsh and unforgiving, yes, but also rewarding in its own way. Come with me. Our camp's not far. There you can eat, rest, maybe even replace those rags you're wearing. What's wrong? Why aren't you following me? Is it because you don't trust me? Listen, human. I have no intention of leading you to danger. Such deceptions are cowardly anyway. If I wanted to kill you, I would have killed you in two with this sword. Scavenged what I could from your corpse and been on my merry way. Since you're still alive, clearly I mean you no harm. Now let's go. Unless you'd like to stay and become food for those vultures. Good choice. Make haste. I'm eager to escape this heat. Whoa, careful. You must be in greater need of rest than I thought. Look, I can't have you collapsing every few paces. It'll be easier if I just carry you to camp. Don't worry. I'm more than strong enough to hold you. Are you comfortable? Good. Just relax my arms, and we'll be there in no time. We've arrived at last. Welcome, human, to the home of my tribe. Our current one, at least. As I said before, we are nomadic people and do not stay put for too long. We usually migrate according to the seasons, but sometimes it's out of simple wanderlust. Such has been our way for generations. How do your legs feel? Can you walk on your own now? Good. I'll just... There you go. Set you down, and now stay close to me. If the other women give you strange looks, think nothing of it. You're an outsider. Such things are to be expected. You're wondering where all the men are. Well, about that. There are very few men in this place, and their main purpose is to provide offspring. I believe you humans refer to it as breeding. A man's seed is valuable. Without it, we cannot sustain our numbers. You'll not see them very often, for they must be kept safe. The looks you receive from my brethren might not be looks of confusion or curiosity, but of lust, hunger, desire. Only the strongest members of my tribe may feel a man's touch, while the others are forced to go without it. It is an unfortunate situation, but we cannot risk any harm coming to our men, nor can we afford to have weak offspring. It's better this way. You seem troubled, human. Don't worry, none of these things apply to a visitor like you. But since I am the one who brought you here, you are my responsibility, so behave yourself in our camp, all right? Now, the desert springs are just over there. Let's get you cleaned up before we do anything else. As you can imagine, water sources like these are not common in the desert. We made sure to build our camp close to one. That's a surprise. No one else is bathing right now. Normally there'd be at least a few women, but oh well. Take off your clothes so we can start washing. Is something the matter? You're not nervous, are you? You humans and your sense of shame. I'll go first, then. There we are. To feel the sun and wind against my bare skin, it's so liberating. Now it's your turn. Go on, don't be shy. Yes, remove the pants as well. You need to wash your whole body. See? Being naked isn't so bad. Now come join me in the water. Feels refreshing, doesn't it? I come here not to bathe or wash my clothes, but to simply relax. I enjoy working, fighting, and serving my tribe any way I can, but these moments of relief are important too. What about you, human? What's important to you in this world? I see. Well, I'm glad I found you when I did. You're an interesting creature, more so than I've ever met. You think the same thing of me? How very kind. Is that why your cock's been rising so swiftly? Or is it just the sight of my naked body? Now you're really looking nervous. Have no fear. I know you cannot control such responses. In fact, I consider it a compliment. To know that my toned, battle-hardened body is not only appreciated by elven men, but human men as well? It's a nice feeling. Come closer. I wish to see more of this appreciation. Good boy. I've never felt such a hard cock before. What did it for you, I wonder? Was it my soft, perky tits? The swaying of my hips? Or my pussy, dripping wet at the thought of you being inside me? Maybe it was my muscles, built from years of training. Did you enjoy being carried from the desert, feeling small in my arms? You don't have to answer. Instead, I want something else from you. The sweet taste of your lips In battle, I always strike first, and strike hard, never giving my enemy time to recover. This is no different. I will overwhelm you, using your body for my pleasure until you've no choice but to give in. No choice but to come for me. You want me to take you, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. They long for another kiss. They yearn for a hand on your ass. We're going to have so much fun together. You're grinding up against me. I can feel your cock on my entrance. Wait, not yet. First, I'll push you against this rock and take you in my hand again so I can jerk you off. Would you like that? Yes. Yes, I figured you would. I hope my hands don't feel too rough. Desert life can do that. They're not? Good, I want you to be comfortable, okay? Just think, human. If you hadn't accepted my help, you'd be dead right now. But instead, you're here, at the mercy of a powerful elven warrior who's going to stroke your cock until it explodes. That's right. Moan for me. Thrust your hips into my hand. Ah, good boy. Surrender yourself to me, and you'll be rewarded. More and more pre-cum is leaking out. Are you getting close? Excellent. That means I can speed up and make you cum even harder. Why are you looking away? Is my stroking too much? You must be on the verge of coming. Look at me, human. Can't move your head when I'm holding your chin, can you? Now you're going to look deep into my eyes and come for me, understand? Good boy. Don't hold back. I'm ready to feel it all over my hand. Yes. It's starting to spurt out. Oh, by the goddess. Oh, what a huge load. Did you really come that hard for me? Oh, wow. You flatter me once again. I wonder how your cum tastes. Delicious. I'll have to clean you off completely. Almost done. And that's the last of it. Part of me wishes there was more, but I shouldn't be greedy. Time for something different, human. Switch places with me and get on your knees. Good boy. Now, eat my pussy. I used my mouth on you and I expect the favor returned. Oh, you're off to a good start. Sliding your tongue up. And down. Oh, fuck. Keep doing it just like that. Oh, fuck. Are you enjoying yourself down there? Do you like how my pussy tastes? Such eagerness. It's so very cute. I shall continue to let you serve me. Oh, goddess. Oh, that's my clit. Suck on it more, human. Please. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. More. More. Oh, fuck, this feels far too good. Oh, fuck, who's overwhelming who now? Don't let up, human. Give me everything you've got. Oh, I can't stop myself from humping your face. Oh, fuck, your beautiful face. And that talented tongue. It's driving me crazy. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Not far now, just... Oh, fuck, don't fucking stop. Oh, I need it, human. I need to come on your face. To mark you. Make you mine. Human, elf. Oh, fuck, it doesn't matter. You're... Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No one's ever eaten me like that. Stand up. Now. Don't pull away. I'm not done with you. We're just getting started. Now lie down on your back. I'm going to mount you and claim your seed as my own. Good boy. Now hold still. Fuck. Oh, your cock's pushing past my entrance. Oh, just sliding inch by inch. Oh, okay. You're all the way in. I hope you're ready. Fuck. Oh, have you ever been fucked like this before? It's our tribe's favorite position. A mating press of sorts for maximum pleasure. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, take it, human. Feel my body slam down into yours. You love it, don't you? Having your cock inside my warm, wet, elven pussy. Oh, that's right. Oh, we both know you do. Oh, I can't wait to make you come again. But this time it's going straight into my womb. You're going to empty those balls and fill my pussy to the brim. It'll probably make me come too. Especially at this rate. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels like you're close again. Your cock's twitching inside me. It just makes me want to slam down harder and fuck you faster and take you deeper. Fuck. Yes, human. Keep moaning. It sounds divine. You may not be one of our breeders, but you will breed me. Now buck those hips, baby, and give me your seed. Every last drop. Oh, fuck. Wait. Yes, I can feel it. Oh, fuck. I can feel your cum. Oh, goddess. Oh, goddess, it's so warm. It's gonna make me... Oh, it's gonna make me cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. good boy. You're my good boy. I hope I didn't hurt you. It got pretty intense towards the end. That's a relief. You're really important to me. Look, my pussy is dripping with your cum. I'm going to be pregnant. You don't have to stay and raise the child with me, but there's no telling when we'll migrate next, and I'd hate if I never saw you again. Give it some thought, human. My status in the tribe grants me breeding privileges, but elven men can be used by any who are worthy. Men of other races, though. Only the warrior who brought them in has access to their body, so long as they're already allowed to breed. In other words, you would be mine, and mine alone. To protect, to cherish, and to fuck when the mood strikes us. We can talk about this later. You haven't actually bathed yet, and I'm sure you're getting hungry by now. Have you ever had roasted warthog? No? You'll love it. First, we season and marinate the meat, according to a recipe passed down from our ancestors.